Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information.
It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Hey, it's Saturday. It's the top of the hour, 3 p.m., and you know what time it is. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst show time. Hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. I love today that I get to be your coach and your guide. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst. I've been a functional physician, holistic practitioner, chiropractor in the Carolina area for now 16 years. And I have seen a tremendous amount of our local Carolinians break free from classic healthcare. So the let's take a medication to mask my symptoms and go deep into finding the root cause of their health issues. Today we're discussing, in a continuing conversation, a series on how to lose weight properly. We did an episode last week on some of the common mistakes people make. What is it that you're doing that's actually making you gain weight instead of lose weight? Before that, we talked about the top diets that actually encourage what's called a metabolic fat burning switch to take place. And I've been giving away my new ebook called Turn On Your Fat Burning Switch. I mean, think about it, guys. You can physically engage a switch in your body that says burn fat for energy instead of sugar for energy, melt fat instead of store fat, literally activating your body's ability to heal and burn fat by itself. And if you're interested, if you're tuning in today going, wait, you've been giving this thing away for free. Hey, this ebook doesn't just tell you how to turn your fat burning switch on. I've done all the homework for you. So we have meal plans for 4 weeks laid out, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and even some desserts. Yes, you heard that right. That will encourage your body to burn fat. I have shopping lists. I have the meal plans. I've got all the recipes you need. Each recipe handpicked by me because they engage that metabolic fat burning switch. And you're going to learn today, this program, which is free for you, is available simply by texting the phrase weight loss and sending that text to 704-906-2094. Don't forget to include your name and your email in that text. Last week, we had over 100 people texting in, weight loss. Guys, it drives my team nuts because they have to then respond to 100 texts and wait for you to give us your name and your email. So send the phrase weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours for free. All the shopping lists, the recipes, and the guides are yours for free. And as a bonus, okay, an added bonus, I'm hosting a live event. It's on Saturday, August 19th. It's at 10 a.m. in the morning. It's a free event. It's live. It's online. You don't even need to leave your house. You simply need to carve out the time on your schedule, 10 a.m., August 19th. I'm going to open up a portal. We can chat, and I'm going to take you through a method of not just losing weight, but radically transforming your health. Blood sugars back to normal, cholesterol to normal, triglycerides, thyroid hormones rebuilt, immunity reestablished. When you recognize that your health is an indirect relationship to your weight, meaning if your health is low, your weight is high, you'll find out that the number one way to lose weight is to get your health back. And I'm not talking about your health from like going to the gym and working out. We crushed that myth last week. If you missed it, go to Apple, go to iTunes, type in the phrase Ask Dr. Ernst, download our podcast. Okay, we learned last week that going to the gym makes you gain weight. We learned that dieting, if done inappropriately, makes you gain weight. And today we're going to be discussing how toxins and the things inside your fat cells are why you rebound the weight back even if you lose 5, 6, 7, 10 pounds. It's this concept that we would call rebound, and it's because, if you think about it, I'm holding up an infographic for those of you watching our live stream. Hey, if you're listening on the airways, love it. We love that you're there. Don't forget, every week we live stream this broadcast. You can visit youtube.com/AskDrErnst. That's AskDrErnst. Or you can also do it on Facebook, facebook.com/AskDrErnst. Look, I love holding up infographics and things to help teach and educate and inspire you guys. When you lose weight with diet or exercise and your body is toxic, the smaller you is now more toxically concentrated. So what your body does in its infinite wisdom is it rebounds your weight back to try to dilute the toxicity that you had to begin with. So if you think about it like this, you weigh 250 pounds. Your toxic level is, say, 60%. Now you weigh 180 pounds because you lost some weight, but your toxicity score is like 80%. So your body goes, red alert. I've got to do something with these toxins. And if your detox pathways are blocked or interfered with, which is usually why you were overweight in the beginning, the body says, put all the fat back, bring it all back, all the inflammation, all the fluids, everything comes back. And what happens is you rebound. Why? Your body is diluting your toxicity levels in an attempt to spare you. So instead, what I'm going to teach you today is how to go through a method of cleansing, detoxing, cleaning, so that you get your toxic level down and your body will naturally lose weight, and then there's no ability to rebound, so you maintain in a healthy method your weight loss. Because that's what it's about, guys, right? Many of you can work hard and lose 7 pounds, but then it comes back and you get frustrated. Okay, so let's go the route of understanding, can toxins make you fat? The answer is a resounding yes. And I have to introduce you to a topic called obesogens. It's a fancy phrase for the idea that a chemical compound, if it induces the storage of fat or the alteration of your metabolism, creating hormone imbalance, it will lead to an increase in the number of fat cells on your body. Obesogens have been defined as, again, a product, a chemical, a toxin that when in your body forces your body to store fat, make more fat, and not burn that fat. So what these toxins, what these obesogens do is they overload your detox body, your body's detox pathways, and they create tremendous amounts of inflammation. Look, your liver, your kidneys, even your skin works hard all day long to get rid of toxins. A high level of toxic burden means that you create damage to these tissues, which causes inflammation, and then your body responds by sort of buffering itself with fat. Okay, I want you to think of it like this. Fat is protective. It's like an insulator. It sort of seals things, okay? So if you have a lot of inflammation, you're going to have a lot of fat, okay? Obesogens increase the number of fat cells. They've been shown to change how you metabolize your fats. So instead of burning fat for energy, you store fat and you make more fat because you're using it to hold toxicity. We know that toxins actually can alter your mitochondrial function. And guys, is a fancy phrase for the batteries in your body. If you have toxins, your mitochondria, they're not burning fat for energy. They're not producing energy. And this term called thermogenesis, which is the heat that we naturally generate, is reduced. So therefore, you can't even burn fat in the first place. We also know that toxins can change the circadian rhythms, which interferes with your sleep. And it affects your nervous system, which is your brain's ability to tell your body, hey, wake up. All this fat you're storing, I want to burn it for energy. Your brain is designed to tell you to burn fat. And unfortunately, for a lot of you, the switch is off. Your hormones are out of balance. Your brain is saying store fat instead of burn fat. And that is the metabolic switch we have to turn on. Okay, so again, if you're tuning in and you're going, how do I do this, Dr. Ernst? Like, how do I detox? How do I get the fat off my body? Like, I'm tired of going to the gym and doing restrictive diets, getting a small amount of results, but not getting the tremendous, right? That 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds. I was talking with a patient the other day, and they've been here about 6 months. And they said, Dr. Ernst, I've lost 63 pounds. 6 months, 63 pounds. We ran a metric using a special scale we have. In my clinic here in Charlotte, my average total weight loss in a year with the patients I work with is over 5,000 pounds a year, guys, 5,000. Okay, do the math on this. I mean, that's hundreds of pounds on a, like I'll call it per person basis over the course of 6 months to a year. So if you need to drastically burn fat and do it quickly, let's start with turning your fat burning switch on. You can grab my ebook. It's free today. And again, it has all the recipes you need. It has your shopping list. It has your weekly guides. Look, I've done all the work for you. Week 1, 2, 3, 4, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, dessert, and shopping lists and everything you need. And it's going to engage what I'm teaching you today. Okay, so to grab the workbook for our show today, text the phrase weight loss, your name and email to 704-906-2094. Again, the workbook is yours for free. The masterclass on the 19th of August is free. I'll register you for it. You'll get a bunch of info from our clinic, and you could start right now. Like, you could literally be on that event, tuning in, going, hey, look, 22 pounds, done, love it. And other people will become encouraged by your success and your results. So again, text the phrase weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. And it's yours for free. Okay, so toxins, how do they do this? Okay, well, number one, our body is going to store fat to try to dilute the toxicity we have. So instead of working harder, changing our diet, going to the gym, losing some weight, and then rebounding because we're trying to dilute our toxicity, we want to start cleaning things out. Now, I don't know about you, but in order to clean, you have to know what you're going after. So I want to go through some of the most common toxins that cause weight gain, how they do this, and then we're going to teach you some simple steps starting right now that you can begin a detox program in the comfort of your home. Step number one, download the ebook, guys. This entire book is designed to engage natural detoxification through diet and through a natural method of inducing this fat burning switch, okay? Text the word weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Okay, number one, you have to recognize the toxins are everywhere. Okay, we live in this sort of toxic soup environment where even the air we breathe and the water we're bathing in and drinking can have toxins in it. Okay, some of the most common that make you gain weight. Okay, number one, BPA, bisphenol A. Even though it's been supposedly removed from a lot of things, you'll see all these BPA-free labels, it's still found in a tremendous amount of plastic food storage containers, water bottles, the linings of certain canned goods, okay? So the foods you eat, if exposed to this BPA, gets absorbed, and you eat that food, or you drink the water, or you get exposed, and here's what it does. It is the number one most outrageous endocrine-disrupting hormone. Okay, here's what this means. It affects hormone functionality in your body. It acts like other hormones, okay? So BPA can land on hormone receptors and make things happen in your body that you don't want to have happen. Listen to this. Researchers found that people who were overweight and struggled with weight loss, both children and adults, when they checked the BPA concentration of their urine, off the charts, despite the fact that they had BPA-free products in their house. In adults, bisphenol A in your urine, the amount is directly associated with your obesity levels. So the more weight you have, it's because the more BPA you have in your urine. So what do we do about this? Okay, well, number one, you have to today stop using plastic products. Okay, so like plastic forks and plastic spoons and plastic bags and plastic wrappers and saran wraps and all this stuff. Okay, so what do we use instead in my household? Okay, silicon-based food containers, cooking containers. All right, there actually is, and you can search for this, beeswax food wraps. Okay, it's not from plastic sources. It's not an industrial oil-based byproduct like saran wrap, right? So beeswax food wraps, glass containers for your food. Okay, so I had a patient once say, but Dr. Ernst, the glass container has a plastic lid on it. Yeah, you know what? It's a little tough to find a glass lid with a glass container. So keep your food away from the top. And then make sure the food products that you're buying, the containers, are labeled as BPA-free so they don't have the bisphenol A in it, okay? If you're using acidic-based foods, so tomato sauces and things like this, don't ever put those in plastic because the acids in the food causes a breakdown in the plastic wrappers and therefore the chemicals come into that food. Don't ever reheat food in a plastic container because, again, you absorb these estrogens and endocrine-like compounds, these obesogens, through the containers. Okay, phthalates. Okay, phthalates are everywhere, guys. They're in plastic food containers, drinking cups, makeup, air fresheners, etc. One study again found the higher levels of phthalates in your body, again, more likely to have insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, more likely to have obesity. Phthalates are often used in lotion products because they help it to stick to your skin better. Same thing with hair care products. So like shampoos and lotions and things, it sticks to your hair and your skin better. So instead, you can visit a website called ewg.org, type in the phrase skin deep, and it'll pull up a database that you can actually visit and you can search. I'm going to do an example. I'm at the EWG skin deep site. So it's ewg.org/skindeep. Okay, and then I click on a drop-down menu that says find products and ingredients. I'm just going to click on shampoo, for example. I'm doing this live. I'm going to read to you exactly what I see. I see a shampoo list, okay? I see a drop-down on the right that says sort from best to worst. So, of course, I'm going to do that. Now I'm seeing products. Boys only. So it's a men's shampoo, right? Guess what? Labeled as fully zero, meaning there's no chemicals, no contaminants, nothing. The Honest Brand Company shampoos, again, it's getting a label of zero. Guys, you really want to pay attention to what you're putting on your body as far as deodorants and lotions and creams and soaps and, you know, shampoos, etc., right? So they have a face category, a body category, a shampoo conditioner category, a styling category, hair care products, personal care products. Do your homework. Number one, type in what you're currently using and you're going to see its score. And if it's in the anything beyond a one range, toss it. Okay. And then you can sort best to worst and start getting products that are clean and safe. Okay. PFCs, perfluorinated compounds. These are almost found in all nonstick cooking products. They are known to be endocrine disruptors. And here's the challenge with them, guys. It takes 4.5 to 5 years for your body to try to metabolize even one molecule of a PFC. Okay, so anything that's nonstick, be extremely careful because, again, there's a coating that makes it nonstick. And a lot of people will say, oh, it's an organic, it's a this, it's a that, it's a nonstick that's healthy. No. The only ones that you should be using are ceramic cookware or cast iron, the old school cast irons, right? Make sure you invest in some sort of really good water filter because all of these compounds, BPAs, phthalates, and the PFCs, they're found in water, in drinking water. And of course, you're bathing in it, you're drinking it, and we need something way better than just a Brita. I hate to say it, guys. Britas pull maybe chlorine and that's it. Okay, we need to remove heavy metals and chemical contaminants and these obesogens. It's going to require a much stronger filter. You can visit AskDrErnst.com, type in water filtration, and we have an entire list of things that are approved by us because we know they pull chemicals and compounds. Here's a big one, okay? I hope I don't bust a bubble with this. The yellow sugar packets. Did you guys see last month? Okay, this is June of 2023. WebMD. Sucralose damages DNA and is linked to leaky gut. So what are they trying to say here? Hey, those yellow packets of artificial sweeteners that you use are extremely toxic and they cause your gut to leak. And here's the issue with gut leaks. As you leak certain bacteria and toxins into your bloodstream, your body is smart. So what it does is it packs fat around your abdomen. The fat is an insulator protector. It's trying to absorb the toxins and you're trying to sweat it off and diet it out and it doesn't go away. You can't see your six-pack abs and you don't lose your abdominal weight because your body's using it as a protectant. Hey, what if the yellow sugar packets that you might be putting in your coffee or tea are causing this? But it's not just that, guys. Sucralose is hidden in a lot of food products. Okay, go look at any major, I'll call it packaged, produced, heavily chemically altered food product, and you're going to find sucralose as a sugar substitute in all these sugar-free, healthy food products and beverages. I want you to hear this, okay? The studies was published in the Journal of Clinical Toxicology and Environmental Health. The researchers found that sucralose, aka Splenda, causes the DNA in your body to break apart. They found that it links to an increased likelihood of leaky gut syndrome, which means the lining of your intestines are worn down and become permeable, leading to not just digestive issues, acid reflux, indigestion, bloating, and gas, but they are now labeling this thing as genotoxic. It's a phrase that means the sugar itself, sucralose, damages the DNA. So they're now saying, hi, you're like, this thing should be removed. In fact, listen to the study. Sucralose is sold under the name Splenda, and it's found in many packaged food products and beverages. The researchers are saying you should stop eating it now, and the government should heavily regulate this product. Extremely dangerous. Okay, so we talked about artificial sweeteners. We talked about the PFCs, the non-stick products that you're using, cooking pans, baking sheets, etc. The phthalates that are found in your lotions and your creams and your potions that you put on your body, and the bisphenol A found in plastic products. All of these get stuck inside your body, preventing your fat burning switch from turning on. So as I come back from this commercial break, how to do a detox to yank these guys out. And yet again, how to turn on that fat burning switch so that you do not rebound. So you clean your body out, you remove the toxins, you lose weight as a byproduct or a side effect, and you maintain that because you are chemically clean. Hey, to download the Turn On Your Fat Burning Switch ebook, this is your chance right now. Text the phrase weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. You'll get the ebook for free. You'll get access to our masterclass on Saturday, August 19th, 10 a.m. in the morning, where I'm going to take you through not only the steps to lose weight, but to radically transform your health. Sugars back to normal, thyroid reset, blood pressure, cholesterol, energy back, vitality back. You can have all that and more when you join us for the event. Text the phrase weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. When we come back from this commercial break, detoxing your body the right way so weight loss is a side effect. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, if you've been tuning in since the top of the hour, welcome back. If you're just joining us, we have a lively conversation today discussing weight loss resistance and why it's so difficult with changing your diet and exercising to get past that 5, 6, 7 pounds of weight loss that happens because of all your hard work and efforts, breaking through the plateau, or those of you who go, I've tried it all. I've done this diet. I've done that diet. I've done this workout. I've done that workout. And Dr. Ernst, you don't understand. It's as if I'm resistant to weight loss. Hey, I get it. There's a condition called weight loss resistance. In fact, it's because of a toxicity issue that you have not addressed. We know for a fact your body stores toxins in fat. And listen to me for a second. A fat toxic cell cannot be burned for energy by your body as it should be, because if it is, the toxins come out of that fat cell and have a negative effect on your body. We know toxins can be obesogenic, meaning they induce weight gain. They stop you from burning fat, they make the fat cells grow greater, and they wreck your hormones. We just saw recently some toxins can actually be genotoxic. They can affect your DNA. Again, a couple weeks ago, guys, this is mid-June, the studies came out, WebMD posts this one, showing that a simple over-the-counter artificial sweetener that unfortunately a lot of you might use, the yellow packets, are causing damage to your DNA, causing gut leaks, making you gain weight. It's an extremely toxic compound. In fact, the researchers in late June of 2023 said people should stop eating yellow sugar packets and the government should heavily regulate them because they physically damage your DNA, causing your cells to fall apart, and they create a leaky gut. Guys, this is huge, okay? We talked about how BPA and phthalates and PFCs, all these compounds that are found in your day-to-day environment, get absorbed into your body, and then because of the elimination pathways being blocked, because your detox pathways are inefficient, they pile up, and your body says, I need to store fat in order to store the toxins. And then what you do is you don't like your weight, so you go to the gym, you change your diet, you work out, and you lose some weight. Yes, we lose some, but the concentration of your toxicity actually went up. A smaller you with the same amount of toxins as before is by volume more toxic, so your body says, nope, I need to rebound back. I need to put the fat back because that's what's going to protect you. So the way out, guys, is identify what kind of toxins you have. I'm going to show you how to do this. How do you get rid of them, clean them out, and as the side effect, you lose weight and there's no rebound because now by percentage, you are less toxic, okay? We got to talk about one more that I didn't have time to on the first segment. Guys, heavy metals are a problem. Trust me, okay? I've been testing patients now for years doing a very simple at-home heavy metal test. It's a hair test. We take a little bit of the hair off the back of your neck. We ship it to a lab in Chicago. It comes back with a report on everything from antimony all the way down to titanium. If you're in the yellow zone, if you're in the red zone, these are metals that are inside your body causing resistance to your hormones. And we talked about this last week in our episode on weight loss. Weight loss is actually a hormone problem, not a diet and a workout problem. Okay, there's a hormone called leptin. It tells your body to burn fat. Your brain uses leptin to say, I need to burn this fat and make energy from it. So this leptin hormone goes out and it lands on the cell. And if the cell has fat in it, it burns the fat for energy. A lot of you are leptin resistant. In a similar fashion with how you can become type 2 diabetic insulin resistant. You have a ton of insulin. It's not landing on the receptor. Sugars are going up through the roof. Watch this. If you have a lot of leptin and it's not landing on the receptor, your fat levels go up. Okay? It's known to be leptin resistance. And the issue is heavy metals cause this because they block the receptors. They block your hormone receptors. The big ones, aluminum, lead, antimony, arsenic, cadmium. We're finding these in a lot of people that we test because of their exposures to basic things we use on a day-to-day basis. Aluminum is found in a lot of our deodorants, in our pots and pans, in our baking products. Arsenic is found in contaminated foods, specifically grains like rice. We also find lead can be either you have a firearm hobby and you're shooting ammunition and the lead comes out, we inhale it, or maybe you live in a house that still has old pipes with lead solder, or you have some exposure to lead because of a work environment. Mercury is a big one. A, it's found in certain vaccinations. It's an agent to try to keep it preserved. It's found in a lot of food products, specifically predatory fish. And I know I'm going to burst some bubbles here, but if you like your seared, lightly raw ahi tuna steaks, be careful. Tuna is a huge fish, and it's been shown to be high in mercury. Swordfish, shark, the big ones. Guys, think about it. The fish that eat lots of other fish, okay? They're going to be high in mercury by definition. So the smaller fish, sardines, anchovies, salmon, you know, halibut, etc., much, much better for you. Look, I was with my kids last week over at the Lada Plantation, and we were going on a nature walk, right? And they have a path that goes along Mountain Island Lake. And what was interesting is there was this massive sign next to one of the fishing piers that said, warning, you know, the catfish and the bass found in this lake are extremely high in PCB and other, you know, chemical components. And if you eat these fish, you can get sick. And it was this huge health warning sign, okay? I hate to say it, but we're living in a contaminated world. Our groundwater, our lake water, our creek water, right? It's got chemicals in it. And the challenge becomes we think we're eating healthy and we overload our body with this. Can you be tested for toxins? Yes. Okay. There's a toxicity profile that we use. It's through Doctor's Data. It'll look at your hair and find out how many chemical contaminants do you have from the heavy metal category. What about these things called BPAs and phthalates and all the artificial sweeteners, right? We use a lab called Physician's Lab. I'm holding up an example for you. What I love about this lab, and again, this is for our live streamers, okay? If you guys have been listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst show for any duration of time, you know we stream live, and we love to teach and educate. This report is phenomenal. A, it shows you the global percentage of your health metabolically. So in this analogy, unfortunately, this person's at 49.2% health. Guys, that is a severe issue. We can measure the amount of gut leak. We can look at the amount of DNA damaging toxins, right? Remember those genotoxins and the obesogens. How many of these do you have in your body? We can check your inflammatory scores. Do you remember how I said earlier that toxins affect your mitochondrial function? These burn fat for energy. They make energy. So we can stress test them and find out how efficient are they. We can even look for your amino acids and your minerals and your nutrients to see, are you eating a diet that your body needs for repair and regeneration, as opposed to are you eating a diet for convenience and comfort, right? Oh, it tastes good. Remember, food should be consumed to give your body what it needs to repair, regenerate, and, lack of a better sense, grow in a healthy way. But if we eat foods that are convenient and they taste good, but they have no nutrition in them, then we start to pay the price for this. Okay, so step number one to losing weight the right way is to recognize, all right, it's a toxicity issue. Guaranteed. BPA, phthalates, PFCs, artificial sweeteners, heavy metals. You've been exposed to all these things. And what are you doing to get rid of them? Okay. One way you can start that is by downloading our Turn On Your Fat Burning Switch ebook. The diet inside of this that I created for you is a natural detoxification diet. It's a natural burn fat diet. All the recipes will turn on your mitochondria, stimulate your liver for detoxification, help you to seal and heal your gut. And guys, I did all the work for you. All the recipes are here. All of the shopping guides for what you need to do as far as what do I get each week over the next 4 weeks. Literally, all of it. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, and dessert, Sunday through Sunday. Your shopping list, Sunday through Sunday. Each week broken down. Everything you need is in the ebook. Hey, if you want this, text the phrase weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. The number again, 704-906-2094. If you're live streaming, it should be on the screen somewhere down here. Hey, you can text it as well, and we'll send it right to you. As a bonus, again, on the 19th of August, it's a couple weeks away, I'm hosting a free live event. We currently have over 300 people registered for this event, and there's plenty of room for you. It's an online event. It's a masterclass webinar. I'm going to teach you not just how to get rid of this stuff, but how to drastically transform your health. Okay, so if you've got type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol issues, a thyroid problem, rheumatism, joint pains, if you have an area you want to solve your health with, join us for the masterclass and I'll walk you through how to do it using natural techniques, functional medicine, and even at-home care that you can do to yourself. So how do we do this? How do we get all these toxins out? Okay, number one, we need to focus on consuming a diet that is extremely dense and rich in natural detoxificant aids. Okay. Again, I've already done the work for you. You've got to download the ebook. Okay. It's free. Text the phrase weight loss, your name, and your email to 704-906-2094. I want to help you to focus on things that will increase your elimination. Okay. So think of it like this. Toxins have to come out. And the easiest way to get them out is to get you moving more. And I'm going to say this with love. A lot of people I work with will confess, you know, I am a physician, I am a doctor. So sometimes they're going to say to me, hey, Dr. Ernst, you know, I got to be honest with you. I really only like go maybe once or twice a week. Okay, that's a problem, guys. We got to get your bowels moving. Okay, so you can increase this by upping your daily fiber intake, basic, right? Fiber-rich foods, so things that have strings and whatnot, celery, broccoli, cauliflower, etc. You can increase your water intake. I know it's going to sound strange, but if you're dehydrated in your bowels, you pull all the water from your stool because you need this water and it constipates you. Okay, you can even use something as simple as psyllium husk, which you stir into a glass of water, drink it, things will start moving. A couple supplements that can help: magnesium, it's a stimulant to your bowels. You want to take anywhere between 500 to 700 milligrams of magnesium. You can also do what's called a coconut oil flush, which is where you take a tablespoon of coconut oil, you consume it on an hourly basis, and after 6, 7, 5, 4 hours, however many, you're going to start seeing your elimination to improve. So we've got to get you eliminating, and we have to get you eating the right foods, okay? Now, I hope you would realize it's super important to stop exposing yourself to the chemicals in the first place. Visit EWG.org. Find out if your beauty products, your home care products, etc., are scoring low on their list. You simply type in what you're using and switch them over to the ones that are scoring 0 to 1 at the highest. Okay, there's an entire list available for you. The website is free. It's EWG.org. Skin deep is what you want to search for. So just EWG.org/skin deep. Okay, I want to talk to you now about the greatest way to naturally boost your body's detox process. It's engaging a molecule called glutathione. Glutathione is a special antioxidant that gives you a tremendous amount of detoxification ability. I want you to think of it as like a security guard or a bouncer. Okay, glutathione is supposed to say that stuff does not come into this cell. That toxin, that PFC, that heavy metal, hold back. It can grab and tag a toxin for elimination. Glutathione is also known as the master antioxidant, and it is essential for regular functions within the liver and for cleaning out the damage that comes from toxicity. It's a key player in removing waste from your liver and your blood, and sadly, you are deficient in it. How do I know? Guys, we run glutathione tests, and almost every single patient that comes back is failing their glutathione scores. And why is this? We are overburdened with all the stuff we put on us and in us that is toxic. I'm going to give you an example. Did you know that the, again, Environmental Working Group puts out a list of foods that are so toxic that if you eat them in a non-organic method, you're increasing your pesticide load? So listen to this. Strawberries, spinach, kale, collard greens, mustard greens, peaches, pears, nectarines, apples, grapes, bell peppers, cherries, blueberries, and green beans. If you are not eating those organic, they are extremely high in pesticide residues. So guess what? The food you eat that you might think is healthy, right? Fruits and vegetables, it is potentially toxifying your body and thus wrecking your glutathione levels. The challenge with glutathione is you can't just take it directly. It is rapidly broken down into your digestive tract. So if you think that you're taking a glutathione supplement and that you're good to go, be careful. Swallowing glutathione capsules or pills, the digestive enzymes break it down and it's no longer glutathione. So what you have to do is you have to get your body to make it for you. And the greatest way to do that is to take a product called NAC, N-acetylcysteine. The compound is a precursor to glutathione. So if you raise your levels of NAC, your body can naturally, through the liver, produce more glutathione on its own. And what's unique is it is the number one way to elevate your glutathione. So we want to start seeing you taking N-acetylcysteine to boost your detox process. Did you know that alpha-lipoic acid is also another very unique amino acid and an antioxidant because it has the ability to cross the cellular membranes, which means it can get inside of your organ tissues. So you can get alpha-lipoic acid into your brain. You can get it into your liver. You can get it into your nervous system, which means it cleans out your brain and your liver and your nerves. Alpha-lipoic acid also helps to upregulate glutathione production, which means we get more of our master antioxidant. And alpha-lipoic acid stimulates your mitochondria to burn more fat for energy because it helps to engage the fat-burning switch. There is even tremendous evidence that says alpha-lipoic acid can lower your blood sugar, increase your adrenal output, meaning you get good hormones for stress, and seal and heal your gut lining. It's also an anti-inflammatory, so why not? Okay, listen to this. Milk thistle. All right, milk thistle is a known liver detoxificant. Its active ingredient is silymarin, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, silymarin. And research shows that this supplement can boost glutathione production in your liver by 50%. Do you guys hear this? So if you took a N-acetylcysteine, if you took alpha-lipoic acid and you take milk thistle, what you're doing is you're naturally stimulating your liver's productivity of glutathione. Now you're opening up your detox pathways and all this stuff that you've been exposed to starts coming out. You've increased your elimination by using psyllium. And I'm going to teach you about a product right now that I think should be part of everybody's daily habits. Activated charcoal. It is a very unique compound in that it acts like a sponge to absorb toxins from within your digestive system. So as glutathione does its job and pushes all the toxins into your gut, the activated charcoal prevents you from reabsorbing it. What's unique is charcoal adsorbs instead of absorb. I know it's a fancy difference, okay? We got to talk about this. Absorb means you can soak it up, but then it can be squeezed right out again. Think like a sponge, right? You drop a sponge into some water, it absorbs the water, but very easily all the water can come back out again. Charcoal, on the other hand, is an adsorber, which means it can take the materials in, but it doesn't let go of them once it has it. And this adsorption means all the toxins that the activated charcoal grabs go out the toilet as you eliminate. And this is what's very unique. Charcoal can increase your body's ability to pull toxins, and they've shown a daily activated charcoal usage can reduce toxic load on your body up to 60%. It also has the ability to bind pesticides, herbicides, bacteria, viruses, yeast, parasites, and various chemical toxins known as the obesogens. Okay, a word of caution for activated charcoal. It is a binder. So if you take a prescriptive medication, A, you have to talk to your doctor first. You have to talk to your physician to say, hey, can I add activated charcoal to my routine if I'm medicated? You know those old phrases? Talk to your doctor first before finding out if you can add this. Because it is a binder, you do not want to take it at the same time as a medication. So if you're prescribed, a quick conversation with your prescribing physician. Hey, can I add activated charcoal to my routine? I want to do a detox. And if they don't seem to have the answer for you, now's where you need to start engaging our help and our coaching. Okay, you can connect with us on AskDrErnst.com. There's even a section that says request a free consultation. I'll chat with you for 15 minutes so we can talk about your health. So let's discuss in review. Are toxins making us fat? Yes. The fat in our body holds the toxins as a method of protecting us, and these obesogens make us store more fat and not burn it in the first place. It creates leptin resistance. It causes glutathione to be depleted, and it shuts down your detox pathways. Can we identify the toxins in your body through some simple testing? We can look for heavy metals. We can look for PFCs. We can look for organic toxins. We can find out if you have damage to your DNA or if your gut's leaking or your mitochondria is stressed out. These tests are inexpensive, yet they are eye-opening because it points you in a direction to coming up with a protocol and a path for healing. If you're looking for more information about that and the testing we offer, connect with us. AskDrErnst.com. Request a free consultation. I'll walk you through what I think would be helpful for you if you want to. And you should also download your Fat Burning Switch ebook right now. It's free. It's available. And guess what? It has everything you need to do what we just talked about today, to engage a natural detox process so you start to get rid of the toxins and you lose weight as a side effect. Text the phrase weight loss plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. Hey, do it right now and the ebook is yours for free. Also, the masterclass on the 19th of August is yours for free. It's 10 a.m. in the morning. It's 30 and 30, losing weight as a side effect to getting your health back. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I look forward to seeing you guys each and every week right here on News Talk 1110 WBT, 3 p.m. on Saturdays. Until next week. Thanks so much.